I'm getting the cue from the control room
to make me stop.
Yeah.
On this episode of Radio Free Dylan.
What would you do if you found yourself at the age of 24, exposed to the myriad problems of your generation and their desire to fix them? Andrew Jenks has that problem coming up next.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed utility closet under 30 Rock.
Issue after issue.
American oil money and American guns. You invite me on the show, what's going to happen, okay?
The internet will never be the same.
It is so obvious that the government does not work for the people of this country.
This is Radio.
A mandate without reform.
Free.
Listen, Bobby, I'd love to help you, Jimmy.
Dylan.
Welcome to episode 22 of Radio Free Dylan. Our guest today, Andrew Jenks, host of MTV's World of Jenks, and author of a recently published blog that both summarizes the plight of some of the millennials of his generation and perhaps more poignantly, or as poignantly, I should say, highlights some of the aspirations and ambitions of his generation. Andrew, what puts you in the position to author something like this?
Well, I guess I'm a voting citizen, so that counts for something. And then on top of which, I have this television show on MTV, and there's a lot of kids my age that happen to watch it. And so it puts me in the unique and extremely fortunate position of having a microphone. And when you do have a microphone and people are listening to what you have to say, you might as well do something, you know, you might as well do something with it, right? So I assume to, you know, write and try and fight for things that I think young people my age are struggling with.
Tell us a little bit, first off, about some of the struggles that have been brought to your attention because of your unique position.
Yeah, and I write about that in the blog post. I mean, I've had the great privilege to kind of travel the country and talk at various colleges, even high schools, and you know, there's just a lot of stories and a lot of people that come up to me and in ways seem desperate. You know, I write in my piece that there was this 23-year-old girl who came running up to me with just a handwritten note explaining how she had terrible issues with depression, how her job and then also her university had promised her some sort of health insurance, both of which fell through, and you know, she had a one-year-old kid, and she was just really struggling, and you could see it in her eyes when she kind of passed me that note. And I, you know, I consider myself a filmmaker first, and you know, it's just a feel that you get out there that a lot of kids are really struggling. I mean, there was an article that was just out a few weeks ago about UC Davis, which is another college that I've spoken at, or I believe I'm about to speak at, and how they have a food bank for hungry students. A lot of them were trying to save money by not eating or skipping meals. And, you know, these are sort of sad realities that we kind of have to face, and things that I've sort of definitely faced as I traveled around and kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, we need to start coming up with answers and not rely on other people, but really rely on ourselves and kind of coming together in some way.
You write in your piece that these are not just notes of desperation, that these are remarkable stories of resilience. What do you mean?
Well, I think the act in and of itself of sharing your story a lot of times just demonstrates resilience, because clearly you haven't given up. You're out there looking for answers, and I think that's the really one thing that I concluded was that there's so many kids out there that are just searching for what the answer is, and they're not necessarily sure what it is, because like me, they're not necessarily policy wonks or you know, they don't, like me, pretend to have a litany of answers, but they know that certain things just don't seem fair, and that includes when, you know, I think I just read that the average student is $23,000 in debt when they get out of college. That just doesn't seem fair when, you know, 26% of us are unemployed, and it's simple things like that just make it so clear to me that we need to kind of stand up and speak out and do so in a civic way. I should also add,
also published from looks like one of your Twitter followers. It says, "What's known as the greatest generation arose from deep economic problems in war. Today we have a new set of challenges. I want to inspire my peers to create a future they believe in rather than live in a future they have been told to believe in." What does that mean?
I think it kind of means that we can be part of the solution and not the problem. And rather than sort of feeling bad for ourselves as we come to understand this murky future that, you know, worse than murky, this kind of outrageous future that America is going to be going through, what can we do to help everyone else out, including ourselves? And, you know, I think it's been well documented and well published that we are getting, hurt. in many ways, not just education, but healthcare and debt. So it's, you know, what can we do as a generation to help fix this? You know, we're one of the first generations to have access to internet, access to information, access to transparency, or at least better access to transparency. And I think it's really up to us to use that. We've been the pioneers in creating it with guys like Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And I think we need to be the pioneers in also using it to our advantage.
What do you say to those who hear someone like yourself and feel skeptical that they argue that your generation is too distracted by things like Facebook, that there's a certain level of disengagement that is thematic to your generation?
I guess. I mean, that seems like kind of the old lines about every you know, a lot of young people, right? I mean, that, you know, young people are disengaged, don't care, never vote. But I think there's, you know, different ways of engaging young people, and when they're getting particularly screwed, for lack of a better term, I think that's good reason for all of us to stand up. I mean, maybe 10 years ago it was a lot easier for young people to be disengaged, but I think now that we are leaving, you know, getting out of college and seeing that we're in terrible debt, and getting out of college and seeing that we have no jobs, and getting out of college and seeing that we have no health care, it's something that I think is worth our attention.
You say in the coming months, I, along with many other young people, will work together to achieve a civic discourse that results in a world that our generation will be proud to hand off to the next. What kind of world would that be?
It would be, you know, a world where healthcare is much more accessible. I think it'd be a world where education is fair. It's indisputable that if you're living in a poor area, you're not going to get as good of an education. I mean, no one will really question that. So I think for me, that's really the main priority is seeing that, you know, all of us get an equal education and have that opportunity to go out and get jobs and change the world for generations and generations to come. And then also doing it in a civic tone and in a peaceful way. I think, you know, there's ways to do this without kind of using the language that, you know, other people choose to use. You know, we're all from the same country, and we all, you know, want better things for it. So it's a matter of informing those that are misinformed. And, you know, that's what we want to pass on.
If you were to look at the opportunity you have, which is obviously immense, with the platform that you have at MTV, with the ability to publish and really be the reporter that you're able to be in collecting the stories that you're able to present in this piece, can you describe a little bit of your own personal feelings, having found yourself at a very young age, 24 years old, both with the opportunity to serve as a messenger on the level that you do, and also the responsibilities that come with that?
Yeah, well, I guess that's what I would say to a lot of other young people, and something that I've briefly kind of talked about just on this podcast here is that I'm not someone that's pretending to be extremely well-educated. I didn't even graduate college. Not to say that you can't be smart without graduating college, but and I'm also not necessarily in this stratosphere of policy and how to make the world a better place all the time. I mean, I make documentaries about living different people's lives, so I've had the ability to just really get to know different people from different walks of life and see how they're kind of being affected in negative ways because of the way, you know, DC seems to be dealing with things. I'm certainly passionate about, you know, my fellow peers and the young people that come up to me. And if I were to not write something like this after hearing all these stories, I mean, there'd be something wrong with me. I mean, I see people in tears and people really, young people just really struggling. And it's just so disheartening to see. And, you know, anything that I can do to try and make it better for them is something that I'm going to do. And if that includes writing a piece to try and really bring a lot of different young people together to achieve a civic discourse that does result in a better world for us to pass off to the next generation, then that's what I'm going to do. And so, you know, it requires going out of your safety zone a little bit, I think. You know, it requires us studying. I've certainly done a lot of reading in the last couple months to better educate myself, and I think that's what a lot of us have to do, is just kind of take it upon ourselves.
Andrew Jenks, I couldn't think of a better place to end this particular conversation. Andrew, of course, the host of MTV's World of Jenks, and certainly worth a look if you haven't had a chance. Take a look at the piece that Andrew wrote today on the front page of the Huffington Post, worthy of not only retweeting, but posting on your own Facebook pages and sharing with as many of your friends as you reasonably can. Andrew, it is always a pleasure. Thanks for giving us a piece of your day.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. And that'll do it for this episode of Radio Free Dylan. We'll talk to you next time.
Markets got you down? Worried about your investments? Hi, I'm Guy Adami. I'm here to help you jump back into the markets. Get the education you need by downloading a free investing white paper or attend a free educational webinar from Trade Monster. Learn how to protect your portfolio, become a smarter investor, and start testing the market waters. It's time to sign up. To learn more or to sign up, visit www.trademonster.com/Radigan.
Brought to you by Trade Monster.